Hello, this is Angel on Podcast. For today's episode, I'll be talking about my journey on stepping out of my comfort zone, from being mahayain to a confident one. Stepping out of your comfort zone, doing things that you don't feel comfortable with doing, trying new things out of your comfort levels. We fear about challenging ourselves, thinking now we might fail or get hurt. But we all have the ability to overcome things and we can get through all the tough moments in our lives. We can be successful and make our dreams come true. Stepping out of our comfort zone, wherein we go through transitions, we grow and we become more confident and stronger to face life's challenges. So here's my story. When I was younger, sobrang napakamahayain ko talaga. Yung kapag may bisita kami sa bahay namin, hindi ako nagpapakita, hindi ako lumalabas ng kwarto, I'm too shy to talk to people, not unless we're close or kalaro kita, kapitbahay. To the point na there was this one time we're planning to visit my grandparents' place and my dad telling me to prepare a song for my lolo or sumayaw. Alam mo yun, my grandparents used to give us penny or like a present. So yun, pakitanggilas. And minsan lang din namin sila makasama. And I was like, ayoko pa, nahihiya ako. Ayoko makita ko ng mga pinsan kong sumasaya or kumakanta. Ayoko talaga. And sabi ng papa ko na, okay, sige, huwag kang mapapakita. Magtago ka sa sako, huwag kang magpapakita. So yun, grabe, ang lala talaga ng pagkamahayain ko. And I don't socialize. I don't feel like getting along with people. Meron akong stage fright, low self-esteem, introvert, call it what you want, but ganun talaga. Sobrang napakamahayain ko. I've always felt like mahina ako. All along, I was giving myself a bad energy. Minsan kasi talagang it's all in the mind eh. Because you are what you think. It affects how you feel and how you act. I used to be bullied when I was in grade school and during my first and second year in high school. So that's one of the reasons why I have a low self-esteem and I'm not that confident at all. Before kasi sa tatlo naming magkakapatid, ako lang kasi yung hindi pa talaga nag-excel. So sobrang napangihinaan ako ng loob, thinking na, ay, ang hinahina ko naman. Ang daming medal nila ate and kuya and ako ni isa wala. I can still remember, I got a lot of ribbon na most neat and clean lang. Pero sorry, hindi yun lang. Thanks to my mom for always taking care of me then and until now. So, when I was in high school, this was the time when I started excelling talaga. Dito yung panahon na talagang nag-bloom ako. Kasi nga, diba, meron naman talagang mga tao na late bloomer. So yun, naging part ako ng student council namin sa school. And thank you to my science teacher who really pushed me to join. I really didn't expect that because, syempre, wala nga akong bilib sa sarili ko. I thought that I wasn't good at all. So I was so surprised when my science teacher told me that I should join. Maybe he thought that I have the potential to lead. Siguro. I don't think I'm good enough to join. And I don't know what I was thinking at that time and I just took the candidacy form to join. Maybe I was thinking at that time na I wanted to try. I have nothing to lose naman, so why not? So yun, I started participating in room-to-room campaigns. Nagsimula na akong matutong magsalita sa harap ng mga estudyante. Ini-introduce ko yung sarili ko. I tell them my plans, my goals. So that was a time when I slowly gained my confidence. And unexpectedly, I was one of those candidates na nakakuha ng mataas na votes. So yun, ang saya lang. I was so happy. Syempre, hindi ko ina-expect eh. First time ko yun. So, that's when I started being bullied. Na ang dami ko nang naririnig na negative things about me na sinasabi nila na I don't deserve it. Hindi ko deserve maging part ng student council. And those who bullied me were also the ones who bullied me when I was in grade school. So, same people lang. And I don't know kung bakit sila ganun. So, yun, I really cried. Like, I couldn't handle it. I was too emotional. I was affected so quickly. And, syempre, high school lang ako nun eh. Bilis kong naapektuhan sa lahat ng mga nangyari. And, yeah, sobrang iyakin ko. But, of course, even though that happened, I still have my close friends na classmates ko lang din who supported me. And I didn't stop. I just continued. But the fear of being bullied and lack of confidence in myself was still there. But it didn't make me stop. Because I knew that even though I wasn't that good, I knew that eventually I would learn. And yung mga tao that time sa student council were so kind naman. And actually, every time na I think about what happened to me during those times, minsan nasasabi ko na lang na hindi talaga ako makapaniwala na nakayanan ko yun. The good thing is, I really didn't stop. Yeah. It's really a good thing that I didn't stop because for me, my experience is so bad that others may not be able to handle it. I can't believe that I was able to handle their bullying. It hurts nga when someone hurt you physically eh. How much more yung mga salita na masasakit na binitawan nila against you. Kasi iba yung effect ng hurtful words. It hits differently talaga. Iba yung impact sa'yo mentally eh. Until I went to college, I joined an organization where we facilitated activities for students. That's where I learned to socialize and become confident in myself. So gradually, I got rid of my shyness. I also enjoy what I do as I discover my abilities. So yun, every day I get to know myself more and more from what I like and what I don't like. I'm afraid to step out talaga that time. I'm so afraid to step out of my comfort zone because I don't want to make mistakes and be embarrassed. Sino ba naman ang gustong magkamali at mapahaya, di ba? I'm too afraid to make mistakes. But I was thinking na if it's for your own good and if you think it will help your future self to grow as a person, why not, di ba? So you can shape yourself even more and be a better version of yourself. Because every step we take, we learn and we grow. We may stumble, but you must also learn to get up and move forward. We should have self-compassion, wherein we recognize our mistakes, our flaws, but still loving ourselves even more, accepting and forgiving ourselves when life isn't going your way. Setting time for ourselves to reflect na, like, it shouldn't like that pala. What I did was not right. Okay, next time, I should do it this way na. Yung ganun. So, as we go through these transitions in our lives, you get to discover what your weaknesses are and your strengths. And we should focus on what we can do, not on what we can't. Because often, we are too distracted by negative things happening around us. Eh. And always remember to just keep going. You may hear bad things from people, but don't let it stop you. As long as you know what you're doing is right and you're not hurting other people, just continue doing your thing. Kasi you get better if you have self-confidence and self-compassion. Eh. Especially when you bring everything closer to God. And this is one of the things that we should never forget. To always ask for God's guidance. Even though there are people who don't like you and don't believe in you, always remember that there are still people who will really support you and encourage you to even more continue. It could be your family or your super close friends. So, kahit na hindi man ngayon yung time for you to shine, there are, you know, better days are coming. Kaya sabi nga ng isa sa mga paborito kong sportscaster na not all trees grow at the same pace. And I couldn't agree more with it. Dahil totoo talaga. And learning how to bounce back, this is a skill that we should all have for us to succeed. Na kahit anumang mangyari, madapa ka man, bumagsak ka man sa sobrang down mo sa mga nangyayari sa life mo ngayon, but we should learn to bounce back no matter what happened. So, going out of your comfort zone can really help you discover yourself even more. And it really helps you. It will really help you know yourself more of from what you really want. And making mistakes also helps us to know what we value and what we like, what we don't need. And, you know, when you change your mindset, it gives us a safe space. It gives us a space to understand that there are actually no mistakes, only lessons. As the saying goes, no regrets, just lessons. So yun, those were the days. Day by day, nag-iiba. Mas nagiging confident ako, realizing na kaya ko pala. Akala ko hindi ko kaya. Akala ko ganito lang kaya ko. Pero no, hindi. I can do more. I can do more than what I'm capable of. And I can do more than I think I can. And we should choose our relationships carefully. Nowadays, it's very important na you surround yourself with people who will truly love you, who will listen to you, and will support you all throughout your ups and downs. And that's it for this episode, guys. I hope you have learned something from my story. Please follow my podcast and click the bell icon to get notified when I upload a new episode. Have a good one and see you on my next episode. Bye!